This is Healing Justice, a podcast bridging conversations at the intersection of collective healing and social change. I'm your host, Kate Werning. Each week, we share a conversation with a powerful leader and an accompanying audio practice to help resource you in your leadership and the well-being of you and your people. In this week's practice, you're joining Teo Drake for a simple practice that is about privileging our hearts above our heads and creating a sense of grounding in the body. Teo is a spiritual activist, an educator, a practicing Buddhist and yogi, and an artisan who works in wood and steel. Teo says that as a blue-collar, queer-identified trans man living with AIDS, he has 101 reasons to not want to be present in his own skin, but that the physical and spiritual practices of yoga and Buddhist traditions have made it possible for him to begin to heal and feel at home in his own body. And so he's going to be sharing a little bit of how he creates that sense of home with you. Here's Teo.
I'm glad that you're all joining me for a practice. I'm not going to lead you through a practice. I'm going to describe mine with perhaps some options that may work for other folks. For me, the intention, the physically placing my body in contact with the earth is a big part of grounding for me. And so I found a way in child pose, so coming to my knees and putting my forehead on the floor is a way that my body can rest. I don't think it's for everyone. I think there's a lot of ways to try this, whether it's all the variations of child pose, so coming to your knees, but having a rest on a bolster. It can be simply laying on your back and having a small stack of blankets that lifts your hips and upper back up. Whatever it is that sort of shifts the height of your heart slightly, not a headstand, but just slightly over your head. And like all practices, play with it. Figure out what the intention is, and then how does your body and your heart and your soul get to that place. So for me, it will come to my knees. I spread my knees out wide, and I will put my forehead to the floor, and I will put my hands out with my palms open. The minute my forehead hits the floor, there's a moment where in my surrender, right, in the bowing down, that I meet the divine. The minute that I touch the solidness of the ground, there is this heart-rending that happens for me that I don't know how to explain, I can only do. But my heart opens wide, and it's partly the practice of coming back to where I belong. You know, we've been talking a lot about the right size and about being small or big. But when I'm in the presence of the divine, particularly in practice, all of those sizes disappear. That I am both beloved and beloved. That I am both receiving and giving. There's this complete dissolving in some ways of those boundaries. And so what I will do is I will touch my forehead to the floor. I will allow my heart to open. And some days, given what the world is like, that can take a long time, minutes to 10 minutes or so. And some days I'm right there. I'm already tender. And then from there, from that place of just breath, right, the place of allowing myself to be supported and allowing the pressure and the contact, I will go through some of the big questions. For me, this is a practice about coming home. It's a practice of remembering what's essential. I'm not looking often for new answers. I'm often looking to remember what the world chisels away from me on a daily basis. In the process of the surrender and of the ripping my heart wide open, there's this place for the big questions of, to whom do I belong? Who holds me? And in this practice, primarily the divine, and then who else holds me? Who am I in love with? And I really mean this on a big scale. Who do I carry with me at my heart center? Sometimes it's individual people, and sometimes it's collectively, and it's in my breath, the sort of weaving of the who and the tetheredness of sort of the heart tug that comes with that, but always in connection with the divine, always in connection with some level of surrender to not holding all, but also not holding none, right? There's no absolution from holding. For me, the breathing in of what's on my heart, and back to my childhood, the breathing in of not being alone, the essential remembering I am never alone. I'm never not seen in my understanding. I'm never not seen by the divine. In my brokenness and in the brilliance that I can bring, I'm never not seen, and I'm never not accompanied. A big part of my prayer has always, the only prayer I actually vocalize, is to always be in good company. And for me, that starts with the divine. So this practice for me of just allowing time and space for my heart to get physical blood flow, right? To sort of allow my heart to be physically opened, kind of mechanically, as well as with breath and with this deep, deep care and attention and time, right? It's just time. And so my invitation is that this may work for you in ways that I can't imagine. It may not work at all, but in the play of this, in the seeking and in the questioning, can we be with our hearts and be connected to whatever's bigger than us, whatever that is for you? What can your heart come home to? Because that's the place that I think we invite other folks in. If I know where I go home and what calls me home, when I enter into deep loving relationship, I'm bringing that invitation with me wherever I go. And if for me that centers the divine, the invitation is to bring that sort of connection out into the world. As a big kind of gentle man, the world does not welcome necessarily always that sort of heart-centeredness. And so it's critical that I return to my heart space and the ways in which that is a divine residence. I use it as a ritual, and I also use it in crisis moments too, as a way of coming home to my own heart space and coming home to a connection to what's greater than myself. And I only know how to do that through the body. So that's my hope and my invitation to you. Thanks.
Thank you so much to Teo Drake for sharing that practice with us. The questions that Teo asked are written out in the show notes, so you can reference and remember them. You can download our corresponding conversation with Teo here on the podcast to hear him talk about the relationship between intention and impact, what it means to be right-sized, the rage of coming of age during the AIDS epidemic, being a trans and HIV-positive poster child, having a quiet nature and fighting white supremacy at the same time, and taking risk as a devotional act. You can sign up to stay in touch with us at healingjustice.org. We're going to be emailing out a PDF of a really cool zine that we'll be giving away at the Allied Media Conference in Detroit this week to our whole email list soon. So if you want to get a copy of this zine that you can print for yourself and share in your community, go to healingjustice.org, click on the button right smack in the middle of the homepage, sign up for our email list, and we'll send you that PDF. You can follow our adventures on social media at Healing Justice on Instagram, Healing Justice Podcast on Facebook, and by tweeting at HJ Podcast on Twitter. I don't really know how to use Twitter, y'all, so maybe you could tweet at me and we can practice having some conversations and see if I can learn the Twitter. Help me out with that. You can give an offering in reciprocity and gratitude for this practice by becoming a sustainer at patreon.com/healingjustice or via the one-time donation link at healingjustice.org. It also still really means a lot to us when you share, when you subscribe, rate, and review in whatever podcast platform you're listening. All of that positive feedback and spreading the word really helps us continue. This episode was generously edited by Katie McCutcheon and mixed and produced by Zach Meyer at The Coal Room. Thank you for your commitment to your own practice as a site of transformation that allows you to show up for transformative movements. And thank you for being with us here in this little site of transformation, this little baby node of collective transformation that is Healing Justice Podcast. Hear you next week.